Now, in a year where we didn't get to see much of each other in real life, photos and video served as a stand-in for human connection. Many big media websites publish a year in photos roundup annually that serves to remind us of this year's events, big and small. Taking a look at your own gallery, you can find the story of your own year. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you find joy in seeing pictures of friends or family over the last year? Did you take a look back at pictures from previous years to remember some things you wish you could have done this year? Concerts, traveling, maybe. Do you have a photo that you'd pick as your photo of the year for 2020? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Andy Adams is a Madison-based photographer, curator, and writer. He directs FLAC Photo Projects, a website to connect, promote, and share the work of other photographers. Andy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, as a photographer, did 2020 change the way your work worked or felt?
You know, it didn't actually change the way that I made pictures, but something that I realized in, especially as I was looking back on the year in review, is that the kinds of things that I photographed changed, you know, based on the constraints from the coronavirus.
What changes did you see?
Well, I was just kind of looking at these pictures, and I, you know, I like to walk, I like to hike, I like to do outdoor stuff. We've got so much beautiful landscape here in Wisconsin to travel in, and I realized that I was out there by myself and with my wife and nobody else. So you see these pictures of bare open landscapes, and you see pictures oftentimes of me and Kristen. You know, I sort of make her stand in the path in front of me. Or another thing I found myself doing a lot of was photographing food and also photographing interiors of my house. And, you know, in retrospect, it's because these are the things that we did. We got to go hiking together, and we basically hunkered down and we hung out here at the house. And I ended up kind of realizing that this, you know, the four walls of the rooms that we spend our time in are actually more interesting than I might have realized otherwise.
Yeah, I've heard we had Rick Steves on the show talking about, you know, since he couldn't travel, he looked at his local environment in a new way. Did you
Absolutely.
Have some of that with the photography?
Oh, yeah. I live downtown here in Madison, and I take walks all around the neighborhood. And so lots of the pictures that I made this year are of just lots of little idiosyncratic parts of, you know, the place that I live, the way that the leaves look on the sidewalk, maybe alleys and backsides of houses, or, you know, the angles of the way that the light falls on the fence. Really simple observational stuff like that. You know, the truth is that it's all beautiful if you can just sort of tune your eye to see it that way. And it I guess it's a reminder that the world is really interesting wherever you are if you just know how to look.
Now, even for people who aren't pros, we have these cameras now that make it easy and convenient to take pictures. Do you think like making these visual records can help us make sense of what's happening in our lives, maybe especially in a weird year like 2020?
Absolutely. You know, pretty much every picture that I make with my phone, which means that it's connected to the internet, which means that it's connected to my Instagram feed. So it's not just making the pictures that I told you about. It's oftentimes immediately sharing those pictures either in text with my sisters down in Florida or with friends across town that I haven't seen face to face. And of course, everyone's doing the same thing on their own social media. So, you know, in a way, these pictures become a storytelling vehicle for communicating who we are and what we've done. And I do really think that in 2020, photography, specifically social media-based photography, was probably a critical way to stay in touch with people that we, I think, really miss.
Did you see us becoming more creative in the ways we used our photos to tell stories and connect with each other?
I'm not sure that I expected that, but, you know, the truth is that creativity comes from constraints. We see that in all forms of art and actually in all kinds of situations in our lives. So it makes complete sense, I suppose, that, you know, taking out a couple of things that we could ordinarily count on forced us to think differently and to see the world through a new lens and to find a different way to connect with each other.
Talking to Andy Adams, Madison-based photographer, about the year in photography 2020, how a strange year maybe changed the way we took and shared our images over the course of the year. Andy, I know you think about not just taking pictures, but sharing them and kind of curating them. What would you recommend for people, you know, the amateurs out there who maybe have phones packed with pictures of, you know, how to go back and make sense and, I don't know, archive whatever they want to do with their pictures?
Yeah, you know, if folks aren't already using a service like Flickr or Google Photos, I would recommend looking into something like that. I use Google Photos, which is connected to my Google account where I use my Gmail and my calendar. And it's a really slick, simple, affordable application for not only tracking and organizing into albums and making notes and sharing pictures that you make, but it becomes a really, really helpful tool for being able to look back and also to search and find pictures that you might have made. You know, what I found, especially in 2020, was that in addition to making, you know, pretty pictures for myself, I was really using photography more than I ever have as a sketchpad, as a notebook to, you know, just to make a picture of something that I wanted to remember. And so to use an app like that makes it even easier to retrieve these things after the fact.
Now, if people have had a New Year's resolution to become better photographers in 2021, let's take somebody who's terrible at taking pictures like me. You know, phones have made it easier for me to take bad pictures faster. Do you have a tip or two to make us have pictures we'll feel a little bit more proud of?
Yeah, well, I say this all the time. I truly believe that thinking about photography every day is good for you. I personally think that it makes me happier. I personally think that it makes me feel more creative. So a really simple thing, probably an obvious thing, but one that I think that not enough of us do is just to pull your camera out and make a picture or two every single day. You know, Dorothea Lange once said, the great FSA photographer once said that photography is a way to learn how to see without having a camera. And so just keeping that camera in your pocket, which it already is, pulling it out and thinking about how to make a picture with it every single day is probably the best way to train your eye and just, you know, to get more comfortable behind the lens.
Does it make us better photographers to share those photos online, even if they're not perfectly composed?
I don't know if it makes you a better photographer, but you know, in the end, it's all about having fun and it's all about communicating with people that you care about. So, you know, I sure, if you want to get better, practice every day. But if you just want to be able to communicate with friends, family, colleagues, then by all means, just do it a little bit every day.
Briefly, as we wrap up, Andy, as a photographer, do you have 2021 goals?
I think it's probably just to try to stay creative, not to get too bogged down by some of the things that we're challenged with right now. And personally, I find that looking at pictures, Instagram's my app of choice, looking at pictures by photographers from around the world, as well as from friends and people here in my local community, is just one of the best ways to stay inspired.
Andy, thanks a lot for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
You too. That's Andy Adams, Madison-based photographer, curator, and writer. He directs FLAC Photo Projects, a website to connect, promote, and share the work of other photographers. If you have a photo from 2020 to share, maybe one that you're particularly proud of that really came together well for you, you can share it with us over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.